This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and I'd like to welcome you to this month's edition of First Friday Focus on the Environment. Over the last few years, during the month of August, a lot of attention has been centered on Lake Erie. That's because there have been massive algae blooms that can choke off oxygen for aquatic life and pose health hazards for human beings. On the first Friday of every month, we explore a topic on environmental pertinence with the Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, Lisa Wozniak. She's here today, and our guest is Jim Byram. Jim is President of the Michigan Agribusiness Association, and today's topic is, of course, algae blooms. And I'd like to thank both of you for being here on 89.1 WEMU.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, David.
Pleasure to be with you, David.
Well, based on the June forecast for the algae blooms in Lake Erie this summer, it is not expected to be as bad as the past 2 years. Still, we are seeing the blooms starting to take hold now, and it doesn't necessarily mean the water is much healthier. Since 2014, when the toxins from the algae contaminated the Toledo drinking water supply, shutting service off to about 500,000 people, including some in Michigan, has there been any progress in enacting policy to prevent such incidents in the future? And Lisa, I'd like you to take that question first.
Sure. Thanks, David. There have been a couple of things that have happened. First of all, the two Great Lakes governors, both here in Michigan and in Ohio, along with the Premier of Ontario, have agreed to, in the next 10 years, a 40% reduction of phosphorus into Lake Erie. And that means that each of those entities need to put together a plan as to how they're going to achieve that goal. And they have. Here in Michigan, I will say that we are less than thrilled with the plan that has actually been developed. It relies a lot on what has already happened. It relies on existing actions. And it looks at a myriad of things, including sewer overflows from the city of Detroit, notably. And it relies pretty much on point sources versus actually looking at ways to get to dissolved phosphorus or the kind of phosphorus that's actually coming off of the farms. That's our big concern, relying on past progress and not future progress to get there. That's just Michigan alone.
And Mr. Byram, that seems right up your alley because you are addressing this with those you represent in discussing how best to address these issues moving forward.
Well, David and Lisa, I think it's interesting to note that from 2008, we have actually reduced phosphorus loading and phosphorus applications in the Maumee River Basin or Lake Erie Basin, if you will, about 40% already. That happened prior to the situation that you reference in Toledo. So there's actually been significant movement in agriculture over time, even before this situation developed. But the most important change, the most important result, I think, has been the increased emphasis overall of many different groups and organizations to address the problem from a variety of perspectives, and that's happening on a daily basis.
Jim, I couldn't agree with you more on a couple key facts that you've put out there. I think the one thing that I would just point out is that somehow it's not complacency, but it's just we've become a community of two states and a province where we've actually just resigned ourselves in some ways to the fact that we're going to have these algae blooms. And I think the big difference is that now communities are actually being impacted, with drinking water being turned off for almost 500,000 people in the Toledo and Monroe County area in 2014. I mean, that's having a real impact on people's lives. And while I am certainly very supportive of everything that the Michigan Agribusiness Association is doing in relationship to really pushing for an emphasis on green practices. And I've been a part of a couple of your different convenings where the green wards have been given out, and I huge kudos to the farmers that are doing that. It's my understanding that out of the over 51,000 farms that we have here in Michigan alone, only about 2,000 are actually participating in the meat programs. So how do we get those numbers way up to be able to address these growing problems of a growing toxic algae bloom that resides in Lake Erie?
We are engaged in grid soil sampling. We're engaged in variable rate fertilizer application. We're engaged in promoting more cover crops. We're engaged in promoting more conservation practices. And I should note, have been for some time. But as we see a higher percentage of acres that are grid soil sampled, that means what we do is don't just apply a blanket rate of fertilizer to every acre in a field, that we only apply the fertilizer, the crop nutrients necessary in a particular part of a field that are necessary for crop growth in that area. That's very significant. We have a much higher rate of adaptation of that practice in Michigan than, frankly, we do in any other state in the Midwest.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU's First Friday Focus on the Environment. Today we're talking algae blooms with Lisa Wozniak and Jim Byram. Lisa is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and Jim is President of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Is a two-year election cycle a barrier to proper planning for climate adaptation? Are we always going to be running behind?
I think term limits, the two-year election cycle for state representatives, but more so term limits, David, have become a real impediment to dealing with tough issues on a whole variety of levels.
I couldn't agree more.
It's just a constant election cycle.
And people don't, coming into office, people don't understand these issues at all. We have to start from square one and educating them and bringing them up to speed. And these are complex issues. I mean, this is the conversation today indicates such. I mean, it just, we start from square one with every new person elected to office.
Well, as long as we're in the political realm, Governor Snyder has recently appointed a new director of the Department of Environmental Quality. Heidi Grether is a former BP oil executive who worked on the restoration efforts after the Horizon oil disaster in the Gulf. For water quality advocates, it may not be the pedigree desired, but ultimately direction is going to come from her office. What are your respective messages to her office, to Governor Snyder, and to our elected bodies when it comes to addressing harmful algal blooms in Lake Erie and the rest of our freshwater system?
Well, I'll take a stab at that. If you'll remember, 2015 was Governor Snyder's year of water. It was also the year that the entire Flint water fiasco exploded. And we have now, as a state, become not only nationally known, but globally known for the Flint crisis. So much for our celebration of water. So my message to Heidi Grether is that water is life, and it is a defining natural resource for Michigan. We are surrounded by 20% of the Earth's fresh water, which is sort of unfathomable to really think about that and to know that we're stewards of that water. And it is also unfathomable that people in this state can't turn on their taps and have safe water to drink, whether it's due to infrastructure issues or due to the toxic algae that we're talking about today. So my message to the new director is that it is imperative that we focus on the health of our waterways and the health of our communities. It is linked intimately to our economy, as well as to the health of our citizens and our children. And so as she moves forward, I would very much like to work with her in concert to address infrastructure issues, the nutrient runoff and pollution issues, the sewer combined sewer overflow issues, all of which, frankly, are putting our waters in deep, deep jeopardy.
And Mr. Byram.
Well, we look forward to working with the new director. It's going to be a change from what we've dealt with in the past. The new director doesn't really have any agricultural experience that I'm aware of. It's going to be, as I think Lisa would suggest, a pretty steep learning curve to come up to speed on all of these issues. And that's going to be a real challenge as we look at the governor only having 2 years left in his term, which may mean a two-year term potentially for this new DEQ director. The irony is the issues are too important, they're too critical, and they're so complex, it's going to be incumbent on all of us to make sure she gets up to speed and that we continue to work with those folks that have been in place in handling these issues for some time in both the DEQ and Department of Agriculture and Rural Development to make sure that we do everything we can do to help the new director be successful. There's way too many issues that have to be addressed way too quickly.
Well, to bring it back to the point of origin of our conversation, which is algae blooms in Lake Erie, final question for both of you. When we reach this point of the summer next year, we'll no doubt be back here discussing algae blooms once again. Based on actions being taken today and what you see happening on the political front, will we be in better or worse shape than we are today?
We will be using nutrients more effectively and efficiently in agriculture, no question about that. We make progress every year.
And Lisa?
Well, as public opinion research tells us, there is growing concern among people in Michigan, broadly, certainly in the western Lake Erie Basin, for actions to address this problem. So the increasing concerns bring with it a more active community that engages their legislature. Many people are engaged in educating those candidates for office right now as to the enormity of this problem. And we'll have a brand new legislature to work with come early 2017. I think we'll have a legislature that's more educated from the outset, given the amount of education happening on the front end, and I would hope that we'd have action early next year to address this. I don't think it will happen this year.
Well, I'd like to thank you both for being here today and participating. First Friday Focus on the Environment is heard on the first Friday of every month. A thank you to Michigan Agribusiness Association President Jim Byram. We do appreciate your time, sir.
Pleasure to be with you again.
And a thanks to our regular guest who appears with us every month, Lisa Wozniak, is Executive Director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters. See you in September.
Look forward to it. Thank you, David.
And I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.